As we do each fourth Wednesday of the month, we welcome in from the North Platte Public Schools Foundation, Terry Burchill. Terry, how are you today?
Doing great, thanks.
Good to have you in. This month, we're going to kind of focus on our distinguished alumni. We have picked our distinguished alumni, correct, for this year?
Yes, the selection committee has done their due diligence and reviewed some nominations. And as always, it's a very difficult it's a very difficult conversation. There's a lot of great alumni doing some great things out there.
So how do you go? Obviously, you're taking nominations throughout the year is the first kind of process, right?
Yes. And we're looking, we seek nominations because we don't know what our North Platte alumni are doing out there. So we're always looking for those nominations. You do have to have been out of school for a minimum of 5 years.
Okay.
And then we look at the categories of business, education, humanitarian pursuits, athletics, service to, whether it's service to the high school or North Platte or the community that you currently reside. So really looking for that civic giving back or service to youth, the arts and military. Then last year we did add in regarding law because we did recognize two judges.
We had two of them.
Yeah.
Two of the three.
Yes.
Last year. So it can be from a wide variety of things. I think most people, the most recognition always seems to come to athletes. I'm guessing Danny Woodhead is in the distinguished alumni category.
He would be.
Or maybe
somebody
not.
Would nominate.
Nobody's nominated Danny Woodhead?
No.
Oh, really?
No, they haven't yet. So
okay.
We would love to have him back.
All right.
Anytime he would like to come back, we would
All
love
right.
to have that.
All right. Well, there's an idea for somebody, I guess.
There is an idea.
They want to do that. So do you want to reveal right now who
I would love to reveal
right
now. So the 2026 Distinguished Alumni, Reverend Herbert Birch, I'm going to name them, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit about them. Bishop Craig Loyola and Tad Hanneborg of right here in North Platte.
Oh, okay.
So Reverend Birch actually resides in Belize. He's done an amazing work throughout the world, honestly.
Kind of a missionary then?
Or? He is a little bit, yeah. Uh-huh. He was on the yearbook photography when he was in school. He also served on National Honor Society. Graduated of the University of Nebraska. He was a major in Russian, minor in English and history.
He's way ahead of me then.
Right?
He can speak Russian.
I know. Entered the U.S. Army Intelligence Corps back in 1968. He did graduate from the class of 63. He served the U.S. Army Intelligence Corps for 24 and a half years.
That's amazing.
Isn't it, though? So they've got a wonderful story.
Wow.
They've been missionary in Guatemala, served as senior pastor in California, and missionary in Peru for 3 years. So, yes, I can't wait to hear his story because he's got to have good stories, right, with all of that background.
That's a full life, and I'm sure he has a ton of stories that people are going to be interested to hear.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and then Bishop Loyola, he resides in Minneapolis, Minnesota. His parents are Ernie and Janelle Hovey Loyola, and he participated in speech and drama. He's a class of 1995 grad, went to Hastings College, Bachelor's of Art. He also is a graduate of Yale, where he got his master's, and he's been married, has two children, and he's entered into service with the Episcopal Church since 2002. So again, not too far away, but has done some great things. So anxious to hear his story as well.
That'll be interesting, yeah.
Yeah. And then Tad Hanneborg, he's from the class of 1998. He does amazing stuff here in North Platte. His parents are the late Larry and the current Janice Hanneborg.
Mm-hmm.
In school, he participated in football and wrestling, went to the University of Kearney. He's got a wife that also graduated from the high school in 99. And he's the big supporter behind all the youth basketball and everything that goes out there at the DNN Event Center.
Right.
Making sure that there's access. I want to say, and Tad, if you're listening, correct me if I'm wrong, his father was instrumental in starting some of those youth basketball teams. And he's just carried on that tradition, which I think is great. So he's a member of the Chamber of Commerce. And he's the leader of the Midwest Destroyers Youth Wrestling Organization with more than 100 members. And he's a volunteer coach and official. So current businesses are Coors Distributing and North Platte Kubota and DNN Event Center.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he just does great things. He's always there. We're able to call him up, whether it's something to do with the high school or that we need for the foundation, and he just really gives back. So those are our 2026 Distinguished Alumni.
And then you get a chance to hear those people if they get tickets for the banquet coming
Yes, July 24th at Venue 304. Tickets will go on sale on April 6th. And we're going to have a fun evening. Our theme this year is going to be Christmas in July. So,
okay.
And if you're unable to attend, we know that's a Friday night, and we know that also usually around there the fair begins. So we're going to have our auction online as well. We'll have some great silent auction items. You'll have to be there for the live auction, and we've got some amazing auction items, silent and live. So be watching our social media pages and our website to go out and get that link so you can find out how you can support the schools.
Wonderful. And I'm sure you're still planning some other things around that. And
Yes.
So it's a special evening.
It really is. And we try to, we'll bring them in and hopefully we'll be able to get them in to the Bulldog Banter podcast and be able to share their experiences. Mm-hmm. And then that way the students can go back and hear from our alumni. So that's what it's all about. We've got more and more alumni connecting with our schools across all of elementary, mm-hmm. high school, and middle school. And we just love that, to say that alumni are participating with us. We've got some great community supporters, too, that didn't necessarily graduate from here, but we've got them involved as well.
Yeah. Well, you know, and everybody, everybody's usually very proud of where they started, their hometown,
right.
And that it would be first and foremost your school that you attended school and where you got a diploma from, and the high school that kind of launched you out into life a little bit. So having people come back every year and being able to talk about what it was like, you know, back in their day and how their education helped them, it's always good to hear stories about that. And then being successful in your adult life too, rather than just having that thing, well, everybody, you know, is just assuming I'm going to be successful. But there is hard work that goes into that. I'm sure they're going to talk about, you know, what they did on their end, too.
Right.
School helps. I mean, it gives you a foundation, but you have to...
It really does.
You have to decide to do something with your life, too. You can't... Nobody's
going
to hand you anything. So I think it's good in both regards, too. It gives you examples, but then it reminds you that, hey, I can do it, but I'm going to have a plan here. And so.
Right. We hope that their stories inspire. And, you know, it's always interesting to read the nomination letters. When you nominate somebody, you do need to have three other letters with that nomination come in.
Okay.
So we get amazing letters of things that those years after that high school, like you said, high school is just kind of, that's where their story started maybe.
Right.
But where have they been? And to read those stories is just phenomenal. Whether it's from a classmate or it may be they've reached out to maybe an employer or someone who has touched their life, and
mm-hmm.
to hear those stories. So we always try to make our Distinguished Alumni a book of what we received, and then we get all the media and start a little scrapbook for them to take away from the event. And we also do a plaque, and their plaque is up at the high school underneath the stairs. If ever you're at the high school, just walk underneath the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we really try to bring that back. And it's always good to hear. Last year, I don't think that one of the judges, Barbara, hadn't been back here for years, decades. And for her to see the growth that has happened in the community and to be interviewed on a podcast and to know that there was a food pantry at the high school and just how the needs have changed. To be a part of that and to hear those stories is amazing. Even when Tracy Trigo came in, she was our very first podcast. And just to hear those stories again, even though we're about the same age, it's like, oh yeah, it's like you're walking back in the halls, even though those halls that I walked right. through are no longer there. It's considered a new building, even though it's over right. 20 years old. So, right. so yeah, it's a lot of fun to bring them back and to hear their stories.
A lot of good things to look forward to, and we'll have more details on that, how to get involved and get tickets for that. You said April 6th is
when we're going to open up the tickets. Yeah, all the invites. We try to let each one of their classes, we send them a little notice that their classmate is a distinguished alumni. So we try to encourage classmates to come back. Sometimes the distinguished alumni requests, if we try to track down a retired educator, we had one alumni pay for educators that really touched him. Mm-hmm. And he even included them in his speech, and he paid for them to come back to North Platte because he wanted them there.
Great.
So, yeah, it's those little touches that, and those educators were so appreciative and had a good time.
I'm sure they were. Brief mention of the Bulldog Classic Golf Tournament. That's coming up here in May, right?
Yes,
end of May?
May 29th. We moved it from July. We moved it from a Saturday. We moved it from July, and it's May 29th, which the Friday after
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day, thank you. Mm-hmm. And so it should be a fun time out at the Lake Maloney Golf Club. And if you haven't signed up, we've got over 15 teams already signed up and sponsors, so still looking for a few whole sponsors. You can talk to Abby Pack or myself or Mark Workmeister, because half of these proceeds also benefit the North Platte High School Booster Club. And so this is a great partnership between the foundation and the Booster Club, and it really helps them be able to fund grants, the Booster Club, to the current activities, whether they're a coach or just that sponsor, they're able to apply for those funds to come back and help that organization. So it kind of offsets what the parents have to give as well. They also put that bulldog that's on the side of the building at the high school. The Booster Club was responsible for that.
Oh, okay.
And that went up about the same time the class of 2024 put the bulldog out in front of the front doors. So lots going on.
Good deal.
So, yeah.
Good deal. If they want more info and want to keep up on things the foundation is doing, your website's the place to funnel to, nppsf.org.
Yes, that would be great.
Okay. Anything else, Terry, you wanted to mention?
No. Thanks for having me, and have a great day.
All right. Thank you very much, and we'll look forward to our chat in April.
Sounds great. Thanks.